You're listening to One in a series of presentations from the 2008 High Ed Web Conference in Springfield, Missouri.
Khalid and I are going to do this as a team today. Kind of represents how we've actually built the website. We have content, which I'm king of content, and then we have the queen of the technical end, and Khalid actually handles that part of it. As we go through our presentation, we're going to tag team a little bit. If you have any questions, please speak up. We will try and take your questions as we go along, and we will have some question and answer period at the end. And we do have seats down front, so if you're coming in late, please come on down. You're not interrupting anything at this point, so come on down front. Also, we have, as I mentioned, if you didn't get a survey or the response sheet, please get one because we have some bribes for those first 75 people that turn in their response sheets. We have a kind of a shameless bribe that has a candy bar with a picture of our website and the URL for the presentation. So you can, if you want rather than handouts, we give a candy bars instead. So hopefully it'll be a little bit more effective. Again, Khalid, go ahead, it's going to begin for us.
Okay, welcome everyone to our presentation. Today we're going to be talking about how we went about designing a new centric website for our users and all the process that went through. This project started back in 2005 when the leadership have realized our website is so fragmented and we needed a more representation on the public website. So, I didn't turn it on. So what we're going to be covering today, a little background about the college and little history behind the website, how we went about researching the website, and the research behind the whole project, the development that went behind the project, the implementation process, and the lesson we learned from that project. St. Louis Community College is one of the largest public system in Missouri. It serves it was voted by the user in 1962, and it covered about 700 square foot mile in the St. Louis metropolitan area. It's made up of four campuses and three educational center, and we offer transfer and career and development program. We offer as well non-credit continuing education courses, as well as workforce development in the community. And it is a member of the League for Innovation Institution. Every semester, we serve about 25,000 students and about 40,000 students for non-credit each year. That's how many people comes and go through our systems. It's a rather very large database. And we also serve about 31,000 in the workforce development area. We have 130 credit program and a 57 development program in the workforce department. The demographic of our employee, we have about 1,800 faculty, 420 are full-time faculty, and the rest are adjunct faculty. And the employee are made full-time and part-time. We are about 3,500 employee. The old system in the web services in the college is made up of three different sections. We have the public website, which this one kind of the old look of the old website. We have the user server, which faculty and staff have their own public website. They put share material with the student that don't belong to Blackboard. That's another mechanism they use. And we have an intranet services, which made up today of three different services, an intranet and document center, which is our SharePoint server 2001. Why did we need a brand new website? We are one college, but we were not presented as one identity. So the old look and feel, it was made up of so many fragmented pieces. There was a lot of issue. The content did not work together, did not have the same feel and look. It had defragmented identity. The issue we had and the problem we were facing, the site was so difficult. The old site was so difficult to be navigated. We had 16,000 pages, but no standard to follow. Every department has its own development and style. The site was not built for our external user. There was a mixed use of that user. It was mixed between intranet and internet. So some content was on the extra public website that really does not belong to the intranet. So That was another issue, a challenge for us. All the pages did not follow any best practices. Everyone had their own style and their own personality, so go figure. Most pages did not comply either with any standard. So there was nobody pushing any specific template to anybody.
It was a great example of the Wild West. I mean, everyone did their own thing, and the idea was that we had content that was contradictory. We had content that was out of date, so we just needed to get a better handle on this. And that's where this whole project started.
Additional content, we continuously were serving. Our biggest challenge in the past was always broken links. With so many hands in the pots and so many people want to do their own things, broken links were all over the site. It was very hard to keep it straight. It was never ADA compliant. It was hard to keep it as such. Content were always going out of date because most people don't know how to integrate the content from database. They're all relied on static data, static pages. There is no, obviously, brand identity. Every page has its own logo in the right or the left and so forth. There was no workflow in the place for editing and processing approving process. That was missing in the old website. So the content challenge is taking, our challenge was as a committee or as a project teams to take the content that is on the website, on the old website, which was made up of 16,000 pages, and make it just for what we needed to the audience that we identified to be our need. So, and taking all, also the department and the sub-site, make it integrated with the current brand new website and have the same look and feel.
Before we go, an example, this business administration was one degree that we have. Four different campuses represented the same information differently, and it wasn't always the same information. So it was that was part of the idea was how to identify the same information. What was the appropriate information to represent the school, not just a campus?
So, you want to talk about the audience?
Thank you. So the where do you begin? Well, we went out to talk to the campuses and introduce the project to seek cooperation and support. Obviously, when you do something like this, you're going to be stepping on a few toes. Yes? So we needed to get buy-in by these faculty. And when we demonstrated how ugly and poor our website was, why it was really not too difficult. So we then actually contracted an external firm to identify or help us map out what we wanted to do. So they did surveys of current and prospective students. They did some focus studies. They did some with a variety, not only just our credit students and degree candidates, but our continuing education, the adults, as well as administrators and faculty. They also did some random surveys online, which were very helpful and instructive. What were our students' expectations? Well, this is probably pretty general for almost any college. Registration was huge. They wanted a hub for communications. They wanted to be able to see what programs and classes were available, not only from the school, but they wanted to know when they're available, what times. They wanted to be able to do everything online. What were their expectations of a website? Well, these were the statistics from the survey. And again, this is probably pretty typical of almost any large group. They want to be able to have accurate information, timely. They want to be able to find what they need to do easily. They wanted descriptions of the programs. That was their primary focus. What do they want to know about? Why they might want to come to our school. They also want to be able to do things like easy payments. And these are some of the statistics that are on top of that. I'm going to jump through these real quick. These are additional resources that we have on our website and why they might want to be using our website. Blackboard, the catalog, it was primarily a PDF, but it was still a very popular function. But how could we present this better was another one of our challenges. But our biggest problem was 30% of our students couldn't, or our audience, could not find what they were looking for. Even though we had search bar, we had navigation, but it was just so poorly organized and so nebulous that no one could find what they're looking for. Even the faculty that were and staff that were doing it on a daily basis struggled.
When you mentioned Blackboard, is that the LMS or is that student management system?
It is just, not yet. We're working on the LMS part of it. It's another project now is going on.
So they did some studies of the technical end of it, which was what was actually on our website. We mentioned that there were 16,000 pages. They did 92 charts of a snapshot of our website. And we had the typical stuff. We had the HTML pages. We had graphics. We had links. We did try and use server-side includes to help organize and consistently our footers and headers. We had the usual sporadic distribution of PDFs and XLS and PowerPoint presentations. So we did some one-on-one interviews with, and again, more discovery and how we're going to proceed. I'm going to go through this real quickly because we're a little bit behind. I want to get plenty of time to cover the what we would do differently. But we also talked to those who were directly working on the website. We had teams or contact persons, actually, on each of the campuses. And that, to understand what we were trying to do, the idea of the four campuses is fairly critical. We were one college, but each of our campuses, all four of our campuses, are very unique and have their own look and feel and an individual identity. So we didn't want to lose that in this process. So we wanted to talk to them about how we were going to do this. So we... Pardon me.
So the project started, and our main focus was to make sure that this project is strategically aligned with our mission and the vision of the college. And that is not to forget the technical aspect of it. We have to integrate a very important dynamic infrastructure behind it to support the public and all our constituents, and not to forget the users. So we had three goals to accomplish in this project: strategic, technical, and user-centric website. So the project was basically in a plain word, just replace the whole thing. We don't care what's out there. So that was our goal. We're going to have to revamp the whole website, start from scratch, and that was a big thing. And then we're going to have to focus on our external customer, our external constituent, who is our student. So our focus is our student and everyone that touch our website. Forget our internal user, because they have their intranet site to go about finding their stuff. This is what's facing our public image.
To emphasize, we really wanted to focus on the future, or the potential student, the prospective student. And we took a pretty extreme measure. We didn't even have one of those. You had the links for the prospective student, current student, alumni. We just focused, hey, this is one piece. We're just really going to focus on the prospective student. It's the real focus of the whole website. And all the content was driven by that fact.
So the intention was mainly to increase our enrollment. Everybody, a lot of universities are in competition for the same student. St. Louis have had additional community colleges that they are in competing with us. So we've lost some enrollment, and we were using this new website also to drive our enrollment up. And we wanted to align, obviously, with our mission, strategic mission. We want to simplify the user experience on our website, to go in and find what they wanted. And also make sure our management and staff have a mechanism or ability to push content and own the content and facilitate this experience for them. So the game plan was to develop, the approach was, we don't have the internal resources, so we're going to have to go out and seek somebody to help us in the process. So we seeked outside vendor to help us in the process. And we also put in place a content management system. We selected Serena Collage content management system to help us in the web authoring environment.
Could I ask a quick question? Anybody else using Collage? Thank you.
Thank you. That's a lesson learned. So our objective, we identified three objectives, an overall objective for the project, a technical objectives, and we have user-centric objective. See, the overall objective was to rebrand our site to make sure we are one college. Everywhere you visit, we see one identity. We are one college. We want to build a site that is allow the visitor find their own personal need, as the way they choose the path they want. Any path you select, you should have to be able to use to find what you need, and create a new content and put it in a delivery system that either people can have easy way to update content and push and keep maintaining the same template and standard all over the website. So basically, we're trying to do business the right way now and have the flexibility for people to update and change content as they need it. So we're not, just locking everything down to ourselves. and of course provide a mechanism. Everybody who publish website knows, oops, I pushed the content that is wrong. I want it back. Content management system provide that ability for versioning, so you can roll back and call the old version. The technical objective was obviously to streamline our technology and to put in infrastructure in place that facilitate all this development and the deployment of the content. And also put in place some mechanism to track and traffic and do ongoing analysis of the website so we can maintain it and improve it as an ongoing process. Because we all know website is never a finished product. It's always evolving project. So, and we want to put in place a system that is fault tolerant, that has enough servers that to tolerate hits from anywhere in the world, and we have a zero downtime, basically. We can't afford to have, any downtime. And that should be all aligned like any other infrastructure we put in place for the college. As far as our user, we want to make sure they find what they want. That's what the whole goal of the website. We want them to find what they want and get the service they needed. And we wanted to make sure the content is targeted to our audience. So if you are a student, you want the catalog, here's how you find it. You want the class schedule, here's what you find it. So basically, it is mainly targeted to our students' need and use. And we needed a process so people can update content on a daily basis, as it became a part of the normal business process. It's no different than going and entering any acquisition to a banner. That should be some ongoing, another application that we put in place. We selected project teams. Those are the teams that we identified we needed for the project, obviously. The one component that we probably added ourselves because we were short on staff, we added non-vendor, two external vendor that we used, Millennium and Tower 29. Millennium helped us in developing the content, to write up the content, and Tower 29 had helped us doing some development. We didn't have enough deep skill in development, so we had to rely on external vendors. We put the timeline for the project, the milestone we wanted to hit, and pretty much I think we accomplished many of them. We had to realign some time because some of the dates didn't serve the way we wanted. So the system we put in place is we put two front-end servers in our perimeter network, which is in the DMZ, and we put in front of it a content switch to do the load balance, Cisco content switch to do load balancing between the two front end. A content management system, which is Serena in the internal network, but we had to resort to put another system to put in all the homegrown application like ASP, ASP.NET, and other applications that at that time we put it, we didn't know how compatible it is. We had the challenges to make it compatible with Serena, so we had to improvise and put another system to push those homegrown applications to the two front end. So the issue we were facing with all this project is we had a culture issue. People were not used to used to a process how to push content. They own the content, they push it when they want it, and nobody asks them what they have put up. So that's a cultural change in the whole institution. And the responsibility of the website have changed. There used to be a web coordinator on every campus. They're the person you go to get access and get pushed public. They shifted all this responsibility to community relations now. So the role have changed and responsibility changed. And we have a new group of web authoring, which has almost everybody in the district. You are in admission, you own the content, you can publish it. You don't have to go to web coordinator to do it. But somebody like George has to approve it. the other issue, we have to identify additional user, which they have never pushed content to the website, but that's their content.
Very quickly, we'll talk a little bit about how we went to the specifics of our website. Identifying the navigation became a prime priority. We had the ad hoc committee. We reviewed other websites. We looked at best practices for other schools. We looked at what worked within the navigation or what worked within our school currently. And we looked about what really, kind of a soul searching, what really needed to be on the website, with the focus being of the external constituent, the potential student. So we looked at also statistics. What were actually being looked at by the website. We wanted to obviously changed the focus so that we had timely and consistent and accurate updates. We talked a little bit about the multi-silo effect of the college, and that became a huge deal in trying to get the English department in one campus to talk to the English department in the other. I don't know if there was a gal I met from Hawaii yesterday that has 9 campuses on different islands. I can't imagine there's even more challenging than what we've got here, because we're all in the same city, within 40 miles of each other anyway. So it was a huge deal to try and get each of these guys, each of them to talk to each other. Everyone felt they had the best program, so theirs should be the model. And then if there's any differences, why, it was because theirs wasn't good enough. We looked at how some users were looking at, some users actually never searched. We had search bars on the existing one, but we wanted to make sure that our navigation was logical so that people that weren't using searches could function and find the information they were looking for. We intended to use a outside content firm. We'll talk a little bit more about that because it actually became a problem. Many of you that are part of a higher education institution know that it's unique in many ways and different from the business world. So when you talk to a business and they're trying to write your content, they may have their own perspective, but it really doesn't necessarily match what the student is looking for. And that became a huge deal. And plus, there were some nuances within the college itself to understand, you know, like our general education degree certificate, it was so poorly written. It was 65 pages of content just for one degree. And it was so challenging to try and sort it out that they actually never figured it out and got it all wrong when they tried to rewrite the content. What we end up doing is doing it ourselves. We wrote most of the content ourselves, which also created some problems down the road, but besides the fact that we just were overwhelmed with the task of doing all those content pages. The intent, we want, as I said, community relations ended up doing most of the content writing. We then had to get that content approved. So we mentioned 4 campuses. All this content goes out to all the deans, all the vice presidents, and all the department chairs for review, and we were doing this during the summer. Not an easy situation that way. We did decide that AP style was going to be enforced on the website, and that has been fairly successful. Not without challenges, but we do have exceptions, and unfortunately I didn't get a chance to. The room was so full about the style guide discussion earlier, so I missed that one. But we end up creating our own style mini guide that went along with any AP style guides. Once we had a website put together, we went through a series of beta testing, both the internal and with the future students as well as current students. And they were very successful in telling us things that we needed to change. This was an early version. This was the first homepage. This is what we started with in the old website. This is what we have on our new website. And the header, and I should say that this message, this image and the message that this is delivered changes each time a visitor comes to the website. We have 4 messages that every 6 months while we rotate them out. We're also using, these are actual student images we're using. So we are trying to then transition from there into student stories so that we can do both videos and just student highlights with that message. Programs, applying is easy, paying for college, our 3 biggest buttons, 3 biggest things we want students to come to our website and do. We have news items. We also have some need-to-know stuff. Calendar was also a high item we wanted to be able to feature on the website. And then we have our links just to our campuses. This navigation across the top is consistent across the website. And by the way, we just got a silver award for the National
Council
on Marketing and Public Relations. So a little bragging. Apologize. Little highlight, some of our effects, again, the navigation is consistent. We also have the footer navigation, you know, where your contact and jobs and all that. We typically follow that tradition when they're in the footer. We also have enhanced our content. We try to improve the look, the feel, and the message. We try to be consistent about the navigation being the same. Now, we did go break with one tradition, and we do have some major navigation elements on the right-hand side. We also have a quick links, which breaks the navigation. So the idea is if you're looking at a quick link, you traditionally or can expect as a user that you're going to be jumping to a different part of the website. So that if you stay in this navigation, you're going to be staying within the same part of our website. The navigation is absolutely consistent. Campus Pages, I mentioned that we had unique, we want to maintain that unique flavor. We've got their own newsroom. We're going to add, we want to enhance this functionality at this point, but we've got, again, consistent navigation from campus to campus and their own newsroom that they can maintain in the same database, and we can pull that wherever it needs to be pulled. Web content, the management system was rolled out, and it has been very effective. The rich text editing collage does provide for that. It is clunky, and that is one of those things that we'll talk about, things that could have been done better. And all those collage users were sympathetic. It does work with managing workflows, but again, there were some issues with doing that. But it does have a nice review and approval process that we have been able to effectively use to manage the content as well as the style. We talked about the oops factor, so we can roll back when someone really screws something up. But the collage does lock things down well enough that you really can't mess with things too much. And we can have scheduled replacements. We have content that I created last week that'll go up while we're here at the conference, because we can do some future dating on the website. We also integrated some external systems. Again, we used the calendar system from
Active Data Exchange.
Active Data Exchange. It's a familiar one. Again, we looked around to see what was working in other colleges. There are some issues with that as well, but we've been in general pretty happy with it. We have some other homegrown systems that we're using. We're integrating Banner, Blackboard LMS will be coming. We've got other homegrown applications like Course Schedule, Employee Directory, which is a very popular item, especially within the college itself, KINU Education Registration, and Student Application, as well as an Employment Application is another one that's rolled out recently. And we've also trying to add the Windows Live student email functionality. That's a whole different topic we could cover for another presentation. So these are the effects of adding within successful integration of some of these applications within our website. This is the banner page, our course schedule page. The functionality is not that different, but the whole way it presented, the look and the feel is updated tremendously. Phase one got completed just about 7 months ago. And given the challenges we had, we felt we were really pretty much right on schedule. We had to integrate around other things, like we had
an Oracle upgrade
the week before. We were actually going to shoot for the 1st of March, but the Oracle upgrade just kind of sucked all the resources that we needed to do the upgrade, the transition. We had to draw the line, though. So there's some content that we wanted to put on the first phase that really didn't make it. And we used the ad hoc web committee, which was our sounding board and our mechanism of communication between all of the campuses and the faculty and staff. They helped us draw that line. But even as a group decision, while there were some people that felt that their content was just too important not to be left there, and we certainly heard from those folks, We also got challenged by competing priorities. We're a small staff. I'm the only person from community relations that's doing web content. So if we had a public relations issue that come up, that there was a competing issue that would draw resources away from what we were doing. We underestimated what we really had to do. We knew it was going to be a huge project, but even that part, it was a daunting task even once we got going. Working with several vendors, there was a vendor reshuffle. The project leader was actually let go in the middle of this project, so that became a huge issue. There was a merger of the two vendors. Actually, they bought each other out. They liked each other so much that they bought each other out. It was an interesting challenge. And then just deploying the new technology. It was something very brand new for us. I got a job through this whole process, so I'm really pleased about it. But there were four positions identified as part of this, the initial study done by Irvine. And we've actually only implemented two of those four at this point. And we really wish we could have the other two. Both one is, well...
We're restructuring the IT department, so that's it is a new brand relationship between community relation and IT. So the responsibility have changed a lot. The college have decided content belong to community relation, mechanic and infrastructure belong to IT. So we only provide the development and the support of the infrastructures. And they got IT out of the content totally. And I think it's a good idea. IT people don't know how to write well.
That's not necessarily a slam on some of the folks here in the room. I apologize.
No,
that's unintended.
I am a programmer, and I know I would never say I'm a good writer. And I'm so happy that he has this responsibility.
Once we had a rollout, we did have some issues, corrections and updates. We did have a fairly error-free rollout. It was very effective. But obviously, there are corrections and updates that need to be made. We heard about those pretty quickly. Contributor training is an ongoing issue. And there's a lot of, because as you roll them out, there's a lot of hand-holding of these folks to get them comfortable with using a system. Indeed, we'll talk a little bit about some of those issues. I'm going to real quickly scroll through some of these things because we're a little bit behind. We also did not do enough dynamic content, so we're working on trying to enhance the dynamic content. We'll mention that a little bit as well. So we've got some future plans, which we never, as a school, we never had enrollment management as a focus within the school. We hired an enrollment manager, and they now have a new staff. It is a whole new focus within the college, and we're still trying to implement and develop, integrate that specific role. Obviously, the website was designed for the external students, so it's the tool that we're going to use for enrollment management, but there's still a lot more to come because of that. Content relation, customer relations management tools, we're still trying to evaluate that. We're looking at variable print, web content, and we're additional content that wasn't in phase two. Our phase one blogs, and we're looking at blogs and social networking, as well as continued focus on brand management. So things that went well.
Go ahead.
We successfully completed the project. It got done, so we were happy about that. We have increased enrollment, so that made all the money people very happy. For 4 years we've been trending down 3-4%. We are now up 3% over what we were last semester. We rolled out pretty much on time, and we had some outside user evaluations that were very successful, justification for what we were doing. And the outside evaluation, especially the early study, did give us a stick to help manage this project, because it was not cheap. There was some major funding that was involved in this project. So that having that initial study to identify what we wanted to do was provided some justification. And we mentioned that we were successful in getting these awards. We have some active involvement from the faculty. That has been a very plus, a very big plus. The more active they are involved, obviously the more supportive they are of what we're trying to do. We have successfully used the outside vendors. That was a successful process, both in discovery and the development. We developed some new partnership. Khalid mentioned that she didn't know me, I didn't know her, but when you have a weekly meeting for 6 months to honcho this project, well, you get to work through some differences and some challenges, and you make some new partnerships. It's worked out very well. And that smooth transition to the new website, why people really found that they came to the website the day of the transition, why it went smoothly. The content was there. We had the successful integration of the applications and implementation of that AP style, which really made a difference in the way our site reads and consistency. Things that we could have done better. This page goes on and on. So I'm going to let Khalid take this one.
All right. As far as the things that we think we've learned out of this whole project, the web development, we are a public institution. Everything goes out for bidding, and you don't know who's going to bid on a project that you put out for bidding. So we had a firm that bid for our project. Unfortunately, they were not familiar with Collage. The college have committed themselves to use Serena Collage, and they really did not have enough knowledge in Collage.
They claimed they did, but when it came down to it, they only had a passing experience with Collage that they kind of overblown in their presentation.
So that kind of slowed down our process in the development and limit us in the long run. The vendor, the other vendor that we have used is to write our content. It was it was thought that we didn't have enough internal resources to write content for us, so we're going to seek external vendor to write us. Unfortunately, nobody knows your institution, but this is institutional knowledge, and you should never outsource this part. We end up writing almost everything back again. The politics, the integrate of the whole institution, I think the money wasn't well spent, in my opinion, I think, because community relations end up writing all the content all over again. Plus, the reading level that was, you know, we are a community college, so we had to make sure the reading level of the content should not be like really 12th grade level. It should have been lower.
And in fact, we're still too strong in that respect. We're at probably at 10th to 12th grade level, and we really need to be at 7th grade level. That is one thing that we are looking at redoing. We have a high number of people that are still of ESL, GRE, all that kind of GED. So we're looking at managing all that or rewriting all that content again. Or as we touch all that content, we're going to rewrite it to a more friendly style. That's something that really needs to be done on our website.
Actually, some of the pages were measured to a Harvard level reading, which is, I mean, our students are really not equipped to read that level of reading. So that was a lesson learned. Could have been better done by English department internally, perhaps.
No. Actually, I don't think that the English department, we had a lot of it was written by people that were writing press releases and that sort of thing. The level of their writing, they were very proficient at writing. They were too proficient. They really couldn't write at the level that we wanted our readers to get. Yeah. So that's something that we really did miss the mark on ourselves, is we need to rewrite that content in a more user-friendly fashion. The one page that was rated that really came up best was the athletics page that was written by a guy that can't spell. He updates daily, and I have to, every day I'm editing his page, but he writes in a style that is very friendly and user, works very well for the user. It really does, and it's a very popular site, but in part because he updates it daily. But he's not an English major by any sense.
If we talk about the content management system, we had an issue with it. Obviously, the vendor could not handle it well. So we did not really maximize or did the best practice of the content management system. So the collage was not user friendly. Like any window application, you will use the navigation, the file, the view. This tool doesn't have the same feel and look of any window application. It's a Java-written application, so people had to find their way around it, and it was not friendly. So everybody we trained, they have been struggling using the editors and all the feature of that the product.
When you create a table to go from cell to cell, you don't hit the tab key, you have to hit the arrow key. Little stuff like that, but it's a big deal when the user tries to use that interface.
The task management, we bought a content management thinking we're going to implement task manager to facilitate the editing, the approval, and the content, the process of pushing content. Task management is not as friendly as possible, and it's really cumbersome, and we're having a hard time to push it out to our users. So it's not a good choice. And this is the most important thing. The collage people have stopped developing any more service pack for the product. This is the end of life of product. And we found out about it a week after we went live, actually. So we're hoping someone good will buy the product, so we'll have some discontinuous support. They are going to support the product in the next 2 years, but we have to make a decision what we're going to do at this point, whether to pursue with it or not. And this is another technical challenge. This is a Java application, and we are a banner shop. Banner use JInitiator, and that is a conflict with banner Java. We cannot put two Java applet on the same desktop. So we end up putting a terminal server and put the Java application there, and everybody who wants to update content put their content, log into the terminal and log into Collage to put it out there. So that was an improvising solution for the users. We were short-staffed. That's why we went out and outsourced many of the content development and content. But at the same time, we brought in the content, and we had to write the whole content again. So kind of we were juggling too many things at the same time. So we were stretched, but we were okay. We could have done better, but we did a lot of beta testing. But I think we could have done better by talking more to our users and faculty. While not just beta testing, do a lot more. So when we did the transition, nobody was surprised, where is my department site?
Communication with the non-ad hoc committee members. I think we've had some sort of a public forum that either on our existing website that was more than just, well, this is the wireframe that we're looking at, would have been more effective in managing the expectations of our internal user group.
And because of all this bumps and, you know, changes in responsibility, we missed out on some of the, you know, content, like our department site, and we really did not put any, a lot of content was static, not dynamic. We hard-coded a lot of codes inside the website. ASP and ASP.NET were not easily integrated with the content management. We had to improvise, and that's why we put the external, another additional server, an IIS server. But now we're figuring out how to do it, actually. We start removing them and putting them into the collage. So we're slowly and surely we'll decommission the other non-Serena collage. And our user could have benefited from the training earlier of the product, but we were so pulled into the content, so we could not provide the training for our end user for the product.
And we really tried to rely on that external vendor, and they tried their best, but they really missed some things that would have been a benefit to us. And I think if we'd had some internal experience ahead of time or earlier in the process, why we could have guided that integration a little bit better.
And I'm going to elaborate a little bit about the ASP, ASP.NET. A lot of the application, obviously, you have to require some authentications. With the load balancing, sometimes it's hard to keep the cookie sessions sustained. But finally, we figured out how to do it actually on the content switch. We made it just consistent on one folder and all application go to it. We just discovered that about 2 weeks ago, actually. But it's nice because we can now eliminate the server and consolidate, so we don't have to rely on 4 server in the infrastructure. We can go down to 3 now to support. We could identify and done more training earlier to our contributor.
They're showing us our. Let me do this. We've got another slide here. Go ahead and flip it over. We did not leave much time for questions. We would certainly be happy to entertain any. Our presentation, I told you about, we've got some bribes. When you turn in your evaluation sheet, there are some candy bars that have a wrapper around them that has both a picture of our website, and on that is the URL for our presentation. So you're certainly welcome to look at that. It also has email contacts for us, and we are more than happy to talk to anybody about some of the pitfalls that we ran into. I would be happy to entertain questions afterwards. Anybody have any questions right now that they would like to share with the rest of us? Yes? I will be happy to repeat the question. We're somewhat unconventional. We use some right-side navigation. To focus on that, there's a whole series of answers to that, really. One is we ran out of room on the left side. We needed more real estate for navigation. We tried to build the frame so that it was only 800 pixels wide, so that almost any image, any screen would see at least part of that navigation, so they would see that there was some there. It was also getting into how we have an admissions button. One of our first link, primary links is admissions. Okay, that right-hand navigation then jumps to different groupings within admissions, and then we serve the left-hand navigation for immediate content that would be within, say, getting started. Okay, so the right hand is a little bit more gross, and then the fine navigation then becomes on the left-hand side. So does that help your answer?
You.
I don't know. We did some studies on that, and it was acceptable by the student, and as long as we're consistent, while we felt that we could violate some of that just a little bit, and it is consistent across the website that way. Again, thank you all. It's been a lot of fun,
and
hopefully it's helpful.
For more presentations from the 2008 Higher Ed Web Conference, visit highedweb.org/2008 or sign up for our podcasting feed at highedweb.org/podcast.xml.